at it and you go, this is crazy. You know, a lot of people are going to get killed here, but they did it anyway. So I was struck by just how suicidal some of these missions were, how long the odds were of actually surviving. It was astonishing.
Kershaw also shares with me some of the bravery that was shown by many men all across the United States.
A lot of these units, the American units, were National Guard units. They came from all across America. I mean, if you go to the graveyard in above Omaha Beach, where there are over 9,000 Americans buried from the Battle of Normandy, when you walk through the rows of crosses, you'll just see every state in America lost a son, and many, in some cases many sons, on D-Day. It was a completely national, completely unified effort.
Again, the name of that book, The First Wave, The D-Day Warriors Who Led the Way to Victory in World War II. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Good afternoon, Huntington County. This is your weather report. It is 78 degrees outside with a little overcast out there. Now, pay attention here. Up until the rest of the day, mainly after 5 p.m., there is a chance of thunderstorms. I see a hazardous weather alert going on here. Surprise, surprise for what we've been getting for the last 2 weeks or so. But please prepare ahead of time and be careful if you're driving in that, all right? Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely after 7 p.m. All right, the heads up on that. Gusts of winds and a low around 65 degrees. Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms again. And just the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. Mainly in the afternoons again between 3 and 5 p.m. Thursday night looking at partly cloudy, low around 60. Friday, mostly sunny. Here we go with a high near 81. Going into the evening, partly cloudy, about 58 degrees. And the weekend, Saturday, sunny, high near 81 degrees. Saturday night, low around 57. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 82 with a chance of showers in the evening time, usually around 9 p.m., it says. That's not too bad. Listen, don't go away. Be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Huntington Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@huntington-chamber.org.
Good afternoon. Afternoon, Huntington County. Special shout out to Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our email. Listen, I'm going to play this on purpose here. This is your warning. Your warning that coming up on this show, there will be hard truths and also ways for you to change your life. I'm not kidding. I'll do it again. Warning, hard truths coming and ways you can get healthier and happier and change habits. That's right. Whether you're a member or not, it doesn't matter. This show is for you. My name is Mark. I am going to be your host today. Listen, the Max Challenge of Clinton is on fire right now. So much going on out there. We have a couple of things that I'm going to talk about real fast. Here we go. First of all, our summer student memberships. If you are a high school student or a college student and you want to do a 10-week challenge, we have that for you. It is only $2.99. Got that? I mean, that is an incredible savings off our usual price of $4.99. $2.99 for students. So come on in. Try to get there as soon as possible. Spots are filling up every day. Also, listen, our June challenge, our June summer challenge is starting June 24th. Spots are filling up every day. So you need to give us a call. You need to reach out to us, and we will help you change your life. Let's see. Who do I see here? I see Kathy. I see the other Kathy going on here. Amy's watching. Liz. Hey, Liz, what's going on? Good to see you. And the third Kathy is watching, too. I got Kathy's all on here. Howdy, Amy. Good to see you. Our good friend Amy, who's also a member there. She's out in Clinton. She does real estate. If you ever need somebody to help you look for a new home or an apartment, Amy's out there too. That's right. Shameless promotion for you, Amy. I don't mind. we love you so much. So what else is going on? Listen, this is huge. I wish I had a bell here. I would ring the bell. June 17th to June 24th, we are opening up our classes to the public for a free class during that week. That is Friends and Family Week, the 17th to the 21st, right before the June challenge starts, okay? Amy, I love it. Right before it starts, you can register, you can call us, you can talk to a member who's a friend. Members, bring somebody. They can take a class during that week, free. Come on in and do it. So, Jennifer, I see you, Jen. Oh, man, great post this afternoon, Jen. I saw those pictures. You are an amazing person. You really are, and you inspire so many people. Renee's watching, too. A lot of people watching today. That's fantastic. Give me some hearts and give me some thumbs up here so I can see it here. I love the interaction on this. So Friends and Family Week, 17th to the 21st of June. Go to our Facebook page. You can register there. It's going to be an exciting time, exciting time. This is challenge number 5 for us. Do you believe that? Number 5. Time flies when you're having fun and changing lives. So let's see. Looking at the time here. All right. Today we are going to be talking about a really important subject, and I'll tell you why it's important. It is because a lot of people, thank you for those. I see those hearts and those likes. A lot of people are coming to us as a team, Team Clinton, and talking about the struggles that they are experiencing with their nutrition, with their diet. I don't like that word, but it's a common word, so I'll use it, okay? So this is going to be an important subject because I think a lot of people are dealing with this, not just with health and fitness, but even in other aspects of their lives. And the subject today is going to be self-sabotage. Now, the entire team is hearing this from a number of people, okay? And it's something I think that is important for us to discuss and get out of the darkness and into the light where we can discuss it. Speaking of the team, shout out time to Team Clinton. We got Ron and Lauren Adelstein, the owners, the driving forces, the visionaries, the power behind the Max Challenge of Clinton. They were the ones that drove into town one day and looked and said, we can impact this town and this area for the good, for the good. People around here need us to help them to live healthier, happier, and more fulfilling lives. We have the incredible Jillian, the amazing Sarah, the fantastic Kim, the awesome Scott, who I saw. Hopefully he checks in later. I saw the pictures with that Scott. He's down in Nashville right now and doing, I think, the CMA Fest. Nice, beautiful weather down there, man. We have Terry, the amazing Terry. We have the fantastic Christine. I mean, the team is all here. And Megan Smith, you gotta love that baby. I love the pictures when you post them, Megan. Seeing these pictures of your children and that brand new little baby boy is fantastic too. So listen, the entire team, not a one of us is not available for you. Hey, Amanda, good to see you. Is not available for to help you. We are there collectively, individually, all right? This is what we do. You have an entire team, not only of professionals, okay? We are experts in the field for this. Not only expert professionals, but expert professionals who have compassion and understanding and will help guide you through your challenge and get you, and here it comes, into the best shape of your life. All right? It happens all the time with us over at the Max Challenge of Clinton. And by the way, where are we located? 1802 Route 31 in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey. We are at the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza right over there. So that's where we're going to, where we are. That's where you're going to come for your free trial class during Friends and Family Week. All right. And 908-627-7020 is our phone number. I'm pressed up against time. I got that first commercial break so I can pay the bills here. Thanks, Amanda. Yes, get it done. That's darn right. So, again, we're talking about self-sabotage today, or how to get out of your own way. And that's really the thing. Humans are a strange breed. Okay, I'm probably going to get a bunch of thumbs up and hearts on that one. We are a strange breed. And I'll tell you why. Give me 1 second. All right. Yes, I got my nitro coffee going on here. And it's empty, which you want to know why I get jacked up before shows. It's not. No, I'm telling you right now, I always get, when I get on air, I am high energy on here, in case you've ever watched it. Hey, Michelle, I see you. And so the nitro is just helping today because I needed a little boost in the afternoon. But here's the thing. Humans are a strange breed. And before I go to commercial, I'm going to leave you with this tidbit. And it was part of my power talk to the Wolfpack class, 5 a.m. Wolfpack, shout it out, boom. It was a part of my power talk to them where I said, your brain, our brains, not your mind, your brain is not, dang it, hold on. This is why I need a guest here sometimes to talk through my coughing. Just have a dry throat, I think. Listen, your brain, now you're all on the edge of your seat like, what, Mark, what? Your brain is not designed to make you happy. You got that? Your brain is not designed to make you happy. Your brain is designed to keep you safe from harm. Now, if you think about that, you'll see how correct I am. Happiness has to be chosen. You need to use your mind, your will, your spirit, your heart to go after happiness and to change your state of mind to be happy. But your brain is designed to make sure that, listen, up until what, a few hundred years ago, we were living out in the open. We had to be careful with wolves and mountain lions and the tribe down the river from us that wants to come over and kill us and take our stuff. Hello, Eileen. Good to see you. You know, our brains were designed to really focus on the possible bad things, which is why we shouldn't be watching the news, all right? Because that's designed to suck you in with all this negative crap. The amazing Kim is here. Kim, fantastic instructor. Thank you for watching, Kim. So listen, your brain is designed to keep you safe, not to make you happy. We're going to talk more about that and how it relates to self-sabotage. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. Be right back. Don't you move.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back. I'm jumping right into it. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 1802 Route 31 North in Clinton at the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza. 908-627-7020 is the number that will help you feel better and hit your health and fitness goals. Remember those New Year's resolutions? Well, it's June, halfway through the year. We can help you with those, I promise. So, listen, jumping right into it, today's topic is self-sabotage or how to get the hell out of your own way. So, this is hard truth time, folks. And like I said, I have been talking with a number of our members about this, and it's a subject that we talk about amongst the staff also, all of us, chat about this and how to help people get out of their own way and to stop tripping themselves up. Now, I'm live on Facebook, so if you're watching on Facebook and you have a question or you want to share something, you can type it into the comments, and I'll see it here, and I'll do my best to interact with you as best as I can, all right? But let me start off with this question. How much better would you feel right now if you had not self-sabotaged yourself so many times? How much different would your clothing fit if you had not self-sabotaged yourself so many times? Let's talk about this. What is self-sabotage? Self-sabotage is basically defined as behavior that is considered self-sabotaging is when it creates problems in our life and interferes with long-standing goals that we have for ourselves. Now, the most common self-sabotaging symptoms are self-medicating with food or alcohol or drugs. Okay, we're probably going to talk mainly about food. Hey, Allie, I see you. Thanks for joining us. So self-medication with food, alcohol, stress eating, comfort eating, so-called comfort eating, yes. Procrastination. These are all forms of self-sabotage. And these actions may help us to feel better at that moment, at that particular moment. But in the long run, they are really going to trip us up. They are going to push our goals for ourselves further and further away, or it's just going to take longer and longer to hit those goals, especially when you do them repeatedly and you don't take any action to reset them. Okay, we'll talk about that a little bit later. Now, I did quite a bit of research on this because there is a lot out there as to what self-sabotage really is, but also why. Why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we self-sabotage? You know, I'm going to speak mainly to my members right now. You've made the decision. You call us. You speak with us. You come in week one, day one. You're going through your 10-week challenge, or you finished your 10-week challenge. All right? And now, all of a sudden, you find yourself struggling against old habits. All right. I said this last week to the 5 a.m. class. We have that that devil that sits on our shoulder here whispering in our ears. And when you walk in, you're taking that devil and you're knocking him off. But sometimes some people pick him back up and dust off the little devil. Dust him off, and I'm so sorry I knocked you off my shoulder. I know, you've been with me for years, you've been with me for decades, and I knocked you off my shoulder. Here. And they put him back up on their shoulder to whisper in their ears again, and then they find themselves eating poorly, making bad decisions nutritionally, not showing up for classes, and an array of possible other things. I'm talking mainly about the way it affects your health and fitness. All right? So why do we do this to ourselves when we know we will feel better if we don't in the long run? It's all temporary, isn't it? It really is. A lot of times when we talk about comfort eating or binging, you know, you're out there and you're binging and you go, you're driving along and you're stressed out or whatever reason that there is, excuses we come up with, and we go past a fast food restaurant, boom, and you pull in, and the next thing you know, you're walking out or driving through the drive-thru with two sacks of fried foods and stuff that passes for meat, I think. You know, I'm a vegetarian, so I don't even do that part, all right? But why do we do this to ourselves? Well, let's go into this and explore some of the reasons as to the whys. There's quite a few out there, and I want to talk about this. One, and I've actually talked about this with friends and family and members and clients in the past, is our feeling of self-worth. Sometimes, because of years of a particularly bad habit that we have fallen into, we do not feel deserving of happiness. That's right. Sometimes we don't feel like we deserve to be this happy, or to feel this good, or to succeed that much. Our self-worth is not where it should be. And what's interesting is that you want to be able to grow into this, and you want to be able to see the successes of your work. You're putting in so much energy and effort and time to get healthier, get more energy, lose weight, get stronger. And all of a sudden, something's tripping us up. Now, there's actually a technical psychological word here called cognitive dissonance. And the concept of that is actually something that kind of guides us towards this feeling of undeserved happiness or not deserving to be happiness or successful. And here's what it is. Human beings like to be consistent. Okay? We like consistency. And what we do with our lives, the things that we do, the actions that we take, usually will be in line, they will be aligned with what our beliefs and our values are. So we have this series of beliefs and values about many things in life, all right? And our actions will tend to line up with these things. Now, when they aren't, we will make an effort to actually line them up again. So, if you are used to not being happy, and I have in the past called this a comfortable misery, it's comfortable to be unhappy with yourself. Okay? I'm being honest here. Now, when you start to succeed here and you lose 10 pounds and you're holding a plank for a minute and you do those 10 push-ups off your knee, or you do your first burpees or whatever it is, and you're feeling better and you can climb the top of the stairs and not lose your breath, and you start to gather up all these little victories and pieces of success, and yet inside we still view ourselves as not being worthy of happiness or success. And so, somewhere in our brains, we trip ourselves up. And even if it feels bad to fail at it, it feels comfortable because it feels worse for us to succeed. This is true for many people. That's one reason why. I mean, folks, let me be clear, and you don't have to listen to me, I know it, but you deserve to know what it feels like to be in amazing health. You deserve to know what it feels like to be in great shape. You deserve to know what it feels like to succeed at this. Finally, you've donated all that money to big box gyms over the years. I mean, you don't need to do that anymore. Okay. The second thing is it can be a matter of control. My notes actually say here, it feels better to control your own failure rather than face the possibility of it blindsiding you and taking you by surprise. So self-sabotage may not be the nicest thing that's going on to us that day, but it's better than having it jump us and then we're out of control of things too. We want to control what's going on so much that we will control our own failures. Okay, now, going on from there, boredom can actually be a catalyst for self-sabotage. Why? Well, every now and then, once in a while, we get comfortable in doing certain things a certain way. And all of a sudden, there's something inside of us that's like, you know what? I'm going to go push some buttons now. I'm going to go push some buttons. So, for instance, you can, and this happens in relationships sometimes, you'll pick a fight for no reason at all with your, you know, your significant other. You just pick a fight. Why is that? Sometimes these fights are over the stupidest things, and yet we pick them. Hi, Shauna. When we self-sabotage, we create a familiar feeling of instability. Now, I can almost speak to that. If you've been watching this show for any length of time, or if you know me from the Max Challenge of Clinton, you know a bit about my past when I was growing up. And my mom, I love my mom, God rest her, but she was an alcoholic. And so you grow up in a home filled with instability. There's constant bad surprises going on, okay? And that's for me and my experiences, all right? But when you grow up for, you know, a decade, two decades into this, you get comfortable with the instability. You get comfortable with the chaos, and all of a sudden, it's removed. You'll find yourselves, if you're not careful, pushing buttons just to throw yourself back into the chaos, because it's comfortable to be there. You're used to it. You grew up with it. And so that will help you to self-sabotage too. Let's see. If one reason for... I'm trying to just decipher my notes. I have so much here. Self-sabotaging can provide you a handy scapegoat. What does this mean? Well, if things don't resolve themselves like that, okay? You blame... you blame the action instead of yourself. Meaning, let's see here. Let's say you do not live alone. And it could be with another person or with a family. Rather than blaming ourselves, we blame the potato chips that magically appeared in our cupboard. Or we blame the Ben and Jerry's ice cream that magically appeared in the freezer, rather than looking at ourselves. This can be a very, what we call, a handy scapegoat. I mean, we can blame the items. We can even blame other people. Well, who bought these chips? Who put this Ben and Jerry's here? Who left French fries on the table? Where did that pizza come from? All right? But then again, nobody's forcing you to go and eat that. Or here. The snooze button for you morning folks, all right, for not coming to class, and I hit the snooze button. You know, well, somebody put my alarm clock a little too close to me today, so, all right, there's no excuses for that, all right. Again, you know, people like to be consistent. We talk about this familiarity. You're looking for familiar territory here. Let me see how to say this. If you are used to being mistreated, or you are used to being overlooked on things, if you're used to feeling like you don't matter, and now all of a sudden you're taking care of yourself, it can be very, in an odd way, reassuring to self-sabotage your eating. Because you're used to not being happy like that. You will manifest it back into your life, consciously or subconsciously, just so you feel comfortable. All right? There's an expression that I like to use that, well, there's a couple of expressions I really like to use. Number one is beware of being the person that creates your own storm and then complains about getting wet. All right? You make your own storm, but then you complain about getting wet. Because that's the other thing, too. And you know what? Again, I love my mom, but she was one of these people. She was a complainer and never did anything to change the situation. No, she felt comfortable in that victim status, especially at work. I can still hear her voice complaining about her job. And she would complain, 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 and then do nothing to change it. So there's a familiarity in feeling, you know, those feelings there. It's something to be careful of here. You know, the other thing that you can do too is that you're doing the bare minimum just to get by on these things. And then you feel like a fraud to yourself too. There's just so many things that go into it. I'm going to move along here. I'm just looking at the clock here and I'm going to get moving on this thing too. I got so many things I could talk to you about. So the why do we do this to ourselves? It's easy for me to sit here and tell you, you just need to break your bad habits. But maybe breaking your bad habits is difficult, but at least don't encourage your bad habits. I just, you know, I ask people all the time, who does the food shopping in your home? Now, if you're self-sabotaging yourself with bad food and you're the one that goes to the store and you're buying this stuff, then you know what? You need to make better choices when you go there. Remember, if you can't pronounce the ingredient, you don't want to buy it. Now, oh goodness, I'm going to get moving on here because I want to talk to you a little bit about how to avoid self-sabotaging yourself. And this gets into a really important aspect of this also, okay? Stress eating. Stress eating is a form of self-sabotage. And this falls back into under the umbrella of what I just talked about feeling comfortable being in a bad situation, in a miserable situation. And we put the label of stress eating back onto it. Listen, you are always going to have stress in your life. Family, jobs, friends, traffic, whatever it is. The way we handle stress is going to be super important, because what it comes down to at the end of the day is that if you feel bad with the stress, adding in all the fats, the fried foods, the processed sugar, the alcohol, whatever it is only going to make you feel worse. You're going to get this temporary relief that's only going to last a little while. And then you will wake up the next day, you're going to physically feel worse, but you are also going to mentally and emotionally beat yourself up. And I know that there's people who are listening and watching that do this. I get that. Okay? And maybe it could be you're watching live. You could be watching later on. But we wake up the next day when the alarm goes off and we beat ourselves up emotionally and mentally for the bad decisions we made the night before or the day before. All right? There's a certain comfort in being miserable. And unfortunately, a lot of times people would rather live in that comfortable misery than risk being happy. I think it's Marianne Williamson who talks about how our fear is not a failure. Our fear, our greatest fear, is realizing how amazing we are and how great we can be if we just make the right choices and put ourselves first. Folks, before I go into this, before I go into talking about how to avoid self-sabotage, let me tell you one thing. I said this a couple of weeks ago to the 5 a.m. class. I think I might have even mentioned it on the show. What is motivation, folks? What do we do at the Max Challenge of Clinton? The instructors, the team. We motivate people. What is motivation? It is reminding you of the greatness within you on a daily basis through our power talks, through our Facebook posts. Every single human being who is watching, listening, is going to watch this later. You have this potential inside of you of greatness, and it's a choice. Mediocrity is a choice also, but greatness is a great choice to choose, all right? And when you feel that, even if it's during class, I mean, our classes are 45 minutes long. You can do that. So you have this success. I had one of our members last week, Danette, I'll share it. And she somewhat, and I won't go into the story, but she accidentally did a 2-minute plank for the first time in her life. And it felt amazing. Okay? When you get that feeling of success, you can feed off of it into other areas of your life. Even if it's a 2-minute plank, even if it's one perfect burpee, even if it's one push-up off your knees, even if it's going one full week eating on plan, that awesome feeling of success can carry you on and spur you on. And instead, because what did I tell you before? Our brains are not designed to make us happy. They're designed to protect us, all right? And it goes right to the negative. So rather than going backwards and focusing on, you know, how comfortable it felt to be miserable, focus on the successes and focus on how amazing this feels, okay, to actually succeed and feel good about yourselves, okay? Now, how do we avoid this, okay? I'm going to bounce around. I'm actually going to go right to my – I'm going to skip the first one, go right to the next one. One way to avoid this is by not habitually starting tomorrow, okay? I've talked about this too. No day but today. You do not need June 24th to start your challenge. You can start your challenge tomorrow. You can start it today, for God's sakes, all right? You don't need Monday to get back on track. You need right now, all right? By habitually starting tomorrow, stop it. Stop just starting tomorrow. You know, you've eaten all those Girl Scout cookies you bought. The boxes are empty and thrown away finally. And you've done it all before 12 noon on a particularly given day. And now you're feeling frustrated and it's not even 2 o'clock in the afternoon. All right. And you have a hard time concentrating at work because of the sugar high that you're going through. The natural reaction is to just give up for your day. What have I said to you before? If you're walking down the stairs and you slip and you almost fall, but you catch yourself, do you throw yourself down the rest of the stairs because you slipped on one? No, that's ridiculous. It's stupid. You fix yourself, you right yourself, and you continue on your path on those stairs, okay? You can spend too much time saving things until tomorrow. Well, today is the tomorrow that you promised yourself yesterday that you would get back on track. What the hell are you waiting for? Stop making it a habit of starting things tomorrow. You know, if you feel like you're somebody who needs this quote unquote clean slate just to get motivated, it doesn't have to be tomorrow. I've said this before and I'll say it again. When I have people tell me that they're lacking motivation, if they're a couple of weeks into the challenge or they're months into their legacy membership and they're having a hard time staying motivated, I remind them of the motivation that was in their hearts and their minds the day they dialed the phone number the first time. When they walked in day one, the motivation is the same. It hasn't changed. Stop looking for more. Stop making excuses. Stop starting tomorrow. Why you need a clean slate? Why does it have to be tomorrow? Why can't it be 2 o'clock today? Why not? Why can't a clean slate and a new beginning start 2 o'clock today? Why does it have to be 6 a.m. tomorrow or 6 a.m. on Monday or 6 a.m. on June 24th? What the hell is the difference? All you have is the current moment, and that's it. All right. You get these negative thoughts running through your head. And I'll tell you exactly what I told the Wolfpack this morning during the 5 a.m. class in my power talk. All of those negative thoughts are just your imagination going crazy. All of that negative thinking is just your imagination running wild. All right. So moving on, here's another way to avoid self-sabotage. Stop dwelling on if only things were different. If only this situation were different, okay? If only I had the time. You have enough time to sit down and watch Netflix for 2 hours. You don't have 45 minutes for class? Come on. Let's be honest. I warned you at the beginning of this show. There was going to be hard truths coming out here, baby. All right? So if only I hadn't done this. So we play this mental if-only game about things that mostly are completely out of your control, but we wish they were different. They're not. Stop playing games with that. You want to avoid self-sabotage? Stop living in this fantasy realm that where if everything was perfect, you would be 20 pounds lighter and your doctor would praise you for better blood work, all right? This is a key here, okay? And guess what, folks? I don't mean to sound it this way, but there is no such thing as a time machine. You can't go back and fix it. It's done. So stop living in the world of if only. So what do we have? Don't live in the fantasy world of if only this, and stop starting tomorrow. Start right now. These are the first parts of this, okay? In fact, if you want to change your mindset on this, try to change if only altogether by accepting that this is done. What's happened has happened, and use your influence, Mr. Edelstein. I see you. Boom. Use your influence to change the future. You know, instead of saying, if this was this way, this would happen, decide I'm going to make it this way, and then this is going to happen. Okay? Each one of these things can improve your mindset. Each of these is functional ways for you to avoid the self-sabotage. All right? So I'm coming up on a hard break in about 30 seconds. So far, how to avoid self-sabotaging, getting out of your own way. Stop dwelling on the if-only fantasy world and stop starting tomorrow. Today is the only day you have. I have to take a hard break and pay the bills here for the station. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, the Transformation Center of Hunterdon County. That's right. Boom. Don't you move. 908-627-7020. I will be right back in a few seconds. Don't move. You better be taking notes. It's awfully quiet out there, folks. Give me some hearts. Be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And we are back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, the most fantastical, most amazing, most life-transforming center that history has ever known in all of infinity and beyond. That's right, I said it. Okay, talking about self-sabotage, going into it. I made a note during a commercial break here. The note is something I've been saying for a couple of weeks now. I want you to think about your favorite athlete, your sports fan, I don't care if it's football or baseball or basketball or soccer, I don't care. Think about that athlete that drives you to watch this game, okay? It could be a quarterback, a running back, it could be somebody in basketball. I don't care who it is. Do you think they have an off season? No. Taking an off season, taking a break for the summer is a bunch of bull crap, and that is a form of self-sabotage right there too. Because, and I've said this to the people at the center in my class, adults are basically what we are little kids in big bodies with a lot of debt, all right, that think that because it's summertime, we deserve to have off and have fun. You're going to screw yourself up is what's going to happen if you take the summer off, all right? That's what's going to happen. And then what's going to happen here is you're going to take the summer off. You're going to take a break. And then you're going to come back in a month or two, 10 pounds heavier, moping in there, asking for our help. And we will gladly help you. But I don't want to see that happen to anybody at our center. Okay? It is a form of self-sabotage to succumb to the social influence that taking the summer off is just okay. I said it in class this morning. All right. We were talking about funnel cakes. I said, there's no such thing as funnel cakes at the Max Challenge during the summer. There's only rice cakes. That's right. I said it. And we don't use powdered sugar. We sprinkle some nutritional yeast on there. And that's all there is to it. All right. I'm joking about that part. But here's the other thing too. I need you to focus on changing your habits here. I went to the end here. You need what Tony Robbins calls a pattern interrupt. Yes, we use pattern interrupts during our classes. In the middle of class, to shake things up, we'll stop, we'll do jumping jacks, or we'll do touch and jumps, or whatever it is. But Tony Robbins actually talks about interrupting your day, interrupting your thought patterns, interrupting these habits when you are self-sabotaging yourself. And there is only one way to do a pattern interrupt to break the cycle of self-sabotage, and that is by taking massive actions. That's right, massive action. That's what it takes. So you need to prepare ahead of time. Aside from the fact that I want you to stop buying the crap and putting it in your freezer, refrigerator, and cupboards, okay? And if you think that your family is going to miss those things, first of all, they don't need to be eating it, even if they're one of those people that eats whatever they want and never gains a pound, all right? They still don't need that crap, but don't the people in your household love you enough to give you the break you need from seeing this garbage in your cupboards? Just don't buy it. The other thing is that if you know that something's going to happen, you know that you start off your day right and you eat a great breakfast and you come to class and you know that the people at work are going to be ordering lunch that day and it's crappy lunch food. Hey, Lori, I see you. Thanks for joining me. You know that they're going to order food for lunch and it's going to be crap. Why the hell aren't you packing a bag with healthy options? You don't deserve chicken parmesan, okay, with a half pound of pasta. You don't deserve fried chicken wings at work, okay? I don't care what it is, all right? You get this thing about, I deserve this. You know what you deserve? You deserve to live longer and better, okay? And here's the other thing, too. Watch out for self-sabotage this, too, because this has happened. You know, where you join a gym and you're going to eat garbage the night before, thinking that you can just get on the treadmill the next day for an extra 15 minutes and burn off those calories. Uh-uh. All right? Exercise is not a form of punishment for the way you crap. I almost cursed just now for your crappy eating. Okay? Exercise is a celebration that you have a body that is capable of even moving like that, because God knows that there's thousands upon tens of thousands, if not more, people that are not able to even exercise right now. Your body is capable of doing it, and you need to feed it properly. I'm going to move on here because I actually only have a couple of minutes left here. So, what else do I have here? You know, we crave the ability, and I mean this, we crave the ability to be free from the things that we have always looked at as being negative, all right? That goes with a bad diet or a busted diet, a bad relationship. What else? These are things that, you know, we look at these things that are motivation killers. And there's a pattern for them too. And we view those patterns and we view those things as negative. They're tainted. We don't want to be a part of those things. We want to have a fresh start. We want to have that clean slate, like I had mentioned before. That's part of the reason why we want that clean slate, is because we really do view these things as bad for us. And we know it. Now, here's the thing, though. In physics, an object that is in motion will stay in motion unless, okay, it is stopped, but an object in place will stay in place unless it is moved by some particular force, okay? And no one can change these things but you. Every day the calendar flips up. And you know what? 6 months from now, you're going to have another New Year come up, another New Year's Eve with more New Year's resolutions, very likely the same New Year's resolutions that you made 6 months ago from today. Okay, you know, and then you have this emotional reaction to it and you feel, you get angry at yourself, you get fed up with yourselves, all right? And so then you make yourself promises and then you go out there and you know, and there's people out there that do this. They're going to get a 2-year contract at a gym for $10 a month, 2-year contract, because if I get that contract, I'm going to do it. It doesn't work that way. It 99.9% of the time never does. All right? An object in motion will stay in motion, but an object in place will only get moved by a force. You're the driving force for yourself. Okay? Look in the mirror and be honest. Okay? Don't you want to feel good about yourselves? The answer is yes. Then you need to do that pattern interrupt now. Hey, Christine, you don't need to do it tomorrow. You don't need to do it Monday. You don't need to do it June 24th. You don't need to do it New Year's Eve. You need to do that pattern interrupt now and break the cycle of self-sabotage that you're going through. Remember, there is no such thing as an off-season when it comes to living healthier and better lives. In fact, I've said this before, we are all in the business of 24 hours a day. We are all in the business of living as long as we can and as well as we can. And when these things interrupt our lives, these self-sabotaging moments, the frustration can just build up. And if you're not careful, you're picking up that devil and dusting him off and putting him back on your shoulder. And that's ridiculous for you to do. You've been doing it for years. Yeah. But Mark, I don't know if I can eat this way for 10 weeks. You know, you've been abusing yourself for decades. Well, who the hell are you kidding? Wake up. The Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, the entire Team Clinton, and the members are there to lift each other up, to help each other stay focused. Okay? You should be done donating money to your big box gyms. Okay? Day by day, I want you to focus on doing something different that can increase this infrastructure that you need to avoid self-sabotage. Keep driving past the fast food restaurants. Just keep going. Don't put on your blinker. I'm going to say it now. I'm going to mean it because I love you guys. When you're listening here, you're watching, get your ass in class. That's right. I said it. Okay? You know, there's no other way. Consistency, consistency. Success is made up of consistency. I got 1 minute left. I can't believe this. I actually have so much more I want to say here. Okay? Listen, we care. I care, which is why I talk about this. And the reason that this is being talked about is because so many people are bringing it up. All right? Beware of these self-sabotaging moments, folks. You deserve better. You do. You deserve happiness. Okay? I have to run. I got 30 seconds here. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Friends and Family Week, June 17th to the 21st. Summer Student Challenges, $299. That's right. And folks, if you are watching and listening and you need to talk to somebody about the self-sabotage, reach out to somebody on Team Clinton because that's what we're here for. I really appreciate you joining me. I hope you learned something. I hope that you are inspired to feel better because you deserve to know what it's like to be in the best shape of your life. I'll see you next week. Have a great day. Take it to the max. Boom.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is downplaying concerns about imposing new tariffs on Mexico as he arrived in Ireland on Wednesday.
Mexico, look, the drugs that are coming in, the people that are coming in unchecked, they're swamping up, or they're coming up by the millions. Mexico can stop it. They have to stop it. Otherwise, we just won't be able to do business. It's a very simple thing. And I think they will stop it. I think they want to do something. I think they want to make a deal. And they sent their top people to try and do it. We'll see what happens today. We should know something.
The president's threatening a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports, accusing the country of not doing enough to stem the flow of migrants and asylum seekers from Central America. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is leading a congressional delegation to Normandy, France, for tomorrow's 75th anniversary of D-Day. The Allied invasion of Normandy led to the end of World War II. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Andro 400 Max, man, that's a game changer. You know, I don't eat as much as I used to, and I don't miss it, and I don't feel deprived. I've lost 37 pounds, and a spare tire around my waist is gone. I mean, it's gone. Plus, I've got a lot more energy. You know, I couldn't be happier.
Now, listen to what Bill said about Andro 400.
I have tried all kind of different things to lose weight for years, and this thing is crazy. I've lost 20-something.
Hey, guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind. But the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
A monthly snapshot of private sector job creation is out, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes takes a look at it.
The ADP private payrolls jobs report indicating private sector job creation has seen a big slowdown in recent weeks. The report says only around 27,000 new private sector jobs were created in May, the lowest in this report since the economy started expanding after the jobs market hit bottom in March of 2010. The government's jobs report's out Friday, covering non-farm payrolls across the private and public sectors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vice President Mike Pence is promising federal assistance to Oklahoma communities affected by storm and flood damage. Pence and his wife visited Tulsa on Tuesday to view storm damage and meet with flooding victims. The vice president also visited a community food bank in eastern Oklahoma. Pence's visit came after President Trump declared a major disaster in Tulsa this weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As the president wraps up his trip to Europe, how are folks abroad and folks even stateside for that matter viewing the trip for the president and the administration? Niall Gardner is the director of the Heritage Foundation's Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom. He tells Fox News this seems to have been a good trip for